Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweeted out a weather dink this morning. I don't know if the guy's broadcasting from Wichita or what, but we got a sent to us on an email or I forget what it was on Twitter or Facebook. Whatever.
Was that the one from ways back? Because it looked like it was going to be in the 70s.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It is, but it's Wichita getting the shaft, basically. Yeah, if you look at that, TNT Radio Empire.
It's not today, by the way.
No, it says 70. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Are you sure?
It says 73 in Lincoln.
Can we dream?
Yeah. No, nobody's hitting 73 degrees.
Yeah, but it's a huge weather dink, and it's coming right out of this fat weather guy's crotch.
Yeah.
So check it out at TNT Radio Empire.
That's the good
And Wichita's
visual.
Getting the shaft. Okay. You'll know what I mean when you see that.
It's anatomically correct. A lot of them are.
For that dude, yeah. I don't know if he's packing that kind of heat. You know, those weather guys are.
Yeah. Well, it's coming
always packing heat.
Coming out of the right place.
Yes, it is.
Usually we don't see the guy in with the weather dink.
No, not a lot of times you don't.
We just see the radar signal or... Yeah, whatever the forecast.
You know, the director was saying to him, just stay where you're at. This is perfect. Stay right there. Do not
hold,
move.
Right. Hold.
He wasn't yelling, get off.
Get off. Yeah. Yeah.
They have fun with that.
At TNT Radio Empire, the podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You can always tell when the crew doesn't particularly like an anchor. Because you're during the prime time, they'll cut to them live, and they'll give a little tease what's coming up in the 10 o'clock news.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, it'll conclude, and they'll just leave them hanging.
Yeah, I love
that. You just got to stare. They make them stare at the camera for 5 to 10 seconds, saying nothing, after they're out of copy.
Yeah, you're a smelly pirate hooker. They talk to their they talk to their co-host. You're a smelly pirate hooker. All right.
Now, I saw the follow-up to that, but... the legend continues. Ron Burgundy 2.
Yes.
I was on FXX the other day before I went to sleep.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the other day, too. I watched a little bit of... oh, go ahead. Continue.
I just was watching
that. I watched a little bit of...
I saw it in the theater, and I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, it's funny. I watched a little bit of Old School.
Oh.
You can't go wrong.
And I'd forgotten because it was before Big Bang or right when the Big Bang started, but Wallowitz is one of the frat members, and I totally forgot about that because he raises his hand and Vince Vaughn goes, you, who probably won't get in. But I forgot how funny that show is. I'm surprised they didn't do an Old School, too. Of course, they'd be in their 50s now going back to college.
it'd be tough.
It'd be a little creepy.
Blue might actually be dead.
Blue's dead. And at one point, you forget about this, that Owen Wilson's character, or the other Wilson.
I think it's Owen.
No, Luke.
Luke Wilson's character bangs that hot co-ed, and she's a high school kid.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, remember they go meet her dad, and she walks in. She's a senior in high school.
Yeah, she ended up playing Kiefer Sutherland's daughter on 24.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was huge after that. Well, and the female lead in that was the chick from Grey's Anatomy.
Ellen Pompeo?
Yeah, Ellen Pompeo.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
She's
Is she in old school?
Yeah, she's the one that Luke Wilson falling in love with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't stick with that long. I know that Blue hadn't died yet. I stayed that long before Blue died.
I just recently, like I think it was just this weekend, I heard Dust in the Wind on the
radio. Yeah, right.
And I just, you're my boy, Blue.
Goodbye, my boy,
yeah,
Blue.
I saw Old School in the theater. I remember years ago. This was when Larry the Cable Guy was still living in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And I was down there for a football tournament for my son. I stayed at his place, and we walked Old School one night.
That's funny, man.
04, 05?
Probably, yeah, I think Old School was 05 somewhere in there. Greg Evans is Old School. He'll be here a little later on. Our buddy, comedian friend Greg Morton will be here early on a Thursday. Looking forward to seeing Greg. America's Got Talent.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, you guys think that Brett was a banana last night?
Well, that was more speculation on...
It was you?
Jim Sucks watched it.
I was out, so I didn't watch The Masked Singer. The show creeps me out.
Yeah, because Jim Sucks texted and decided to turn it on a few minutes after I got his text, and they were lining everybody up.
Right.
And apparently in the format, they kick one person off.
Yep.
I don't know what they base that on, but they kick one person off.
Yeah.
And he said he thought the banana was Brett Michaels.
Did you hear Brett Michaels sing?
Yeah, he did. So he'd have a better idea, but
you could really tell Brett's voice. Right.
You and I have been around Brett enough, especially you.
Yeah, you can
to recognize kind of his mannerisms.
Yeah.
You know, the way he moves his arms, etc.
And moved that way.
I thought the banana had Brett Michaels' mannerisms. I didn't hear him.
Well, I tried to click on my. First of all, I saw a story about these masked singers, and they can't tell their families.
Oh, I'm sure they saw.
I think Aretha Franklin was it? Not Aretha. She's been dead. Not Chaka Khan. Patti LaBelle.
That's right.
She was exposed when they took her. She was flower head. They took off her flower and she had to hold her weevil on. I remember seeing that episode. But she had said that she was glad to finally be revealed because she couldn't tell her family where she was going.
Yeah,
like she would leave to go to the studio and say she was going to the mall or something like that. because you can't tell anybody.
Oh, the whole time you're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole time you're on. Coming on and doing the songs, you can't tell anybody.
And I don't know what the lag is between the time they tape those and the time it actually airs.
Right, right.
It's probably a good week or two.
Probably. But I didn't get a chance to see it or hear him sing. But I clicked on they give clues on that show in the beginning. And they show the banana or they show whatever, the flower, all these freaky, the fox. And the banana was referencing partying a lot.
Okay.
And being hungover. So it sounded like it was a rock star there.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I didn't hear him sing.
I'm looking at the video and listening to a little bit of it, and you're right, Todd. The way he's moving, definitely strikes me as it could be Brett.
Right.
The singing at times it sounds like him, but it's not. Times it's not. But the song he's singing in this clip is A Little Less Conversation.
Can you hear it? Can we hear some of it? Let's wait till after the break.
Yeah, I'll get Craig a clip.
Yeah.
You guys,
I love that. The old Elvis song. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like I say, there are times
but
when
we're not used to hearing him sing songs like that either.
That's the thing.
Key, right?
No. Yeah.
Right.
It's not what you're used to him
and
singing.
He might be trying to disguise his voice a little bit too, because some of these singers, especially a singer like Brett or
Right. You
might at least with us, the rock singers, we might be able to pick out the timbre and how it sounds. Yeah.
Next week, could the banana just do every rose?
Yeah.
that'll help.
Every banana has its peel.
Yeah.
That is so lame. That joke's being told somewhere today. And they mean it, though. That's a serious joke.
Yeah, here's what impressed me the most about watching...
By the way, why was Jim watching that?
Because his kids were watching
it. Oh, I was going to say. Yeah,
that was his excuse.
Yeah, right. That show is weird, man.
Because usually he'd be watching Phillies baseball.
Right, of course,
if they were on.
Yeah.
But they ran a promo for Last Man Standing.
Yes.
And there was some exchange between Tim Allen and his daughter.
A new one?
Right. The word genius came up. This is in the promo now.
Got it.
This is in the promo, which means it's probably one of the funnier jokes.
Right.
Said something about a genius. And then the daughter responds with, a genius wouldn't leave the toilet seat up. And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
This is 2020 and we're making toilet seat jokes.
That's millions of dollars, Todd.
That is some edgy stuff.
Somebody, the writer, the producer, all those people are making millions
of
dollars.
That is some excellent writing. Where do they come up with that stuff?
Crazy comedy writers.
The old toilet seat.
Yeah. Edgy, groundbreaking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Who ever thought of that? That people argue about the toilet seat up and down. That is some freaking comedy genius there. Holy God.
Did they lift that line straight from like an episode of Leave it to Beaver?
Easily. The very first sitcom. It was probably... you're right. Although they might have had to say toilet back in the day. So maybe it was at least probably maybe the 60s. Yeah. Commode seat or something like that. Yeah. The Esser. Yes, sir. I think they said Esser back in the day. I can't even say it now. That's too bad. All right.
Man, there were a lot of hot chicks in old school. Somebody pointed out Elisha Cuthbert.
Yeah, that's the one.
Known by their names.
That's the one who ended up being on 24.
Yeah, she's a little co-ed. Well, ended up being high school.
She was the senior in high school.
Right.
Juliette Lewis was in that. Leah Remini. Yeah, I got to go check that out again.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I remember that was a funny movie.
It was funny, but I was watching it on a commercial station again because I don't watch them on a commercial station, and sometimes you forget about it, and all of a sudden it goes to commercial and said, which, by the way, we're about to go to one right now. But please, patronize your advertisers wherever you hear the commercials. I know, and I want to say this out loud for a lot of people. Commercials are the reason the show exists. Somebody's got to pay the bills. So you hear commercials on the podcast, you hear commercials on the radio show, and this is 2020. I think if you've been around for a long time, and I love you listening to the show, and please, thanks for downloading it over almost a million times a month. We love that. But the fact is, commercials pay the salaries of everybody in the business.
And they pay for the cost to distribute.
Right.
You can't put the podcast out for free. You need a little machine.
One guy got a hold of me and says, how can I get the commercial out and pay you? I said, so he's sending me $100. He's probably going to get the commercial. I said, just send me $100 a month. Yeah. No, I didn't say that. You can't send us any money. Don't do that. All right. But thank you for listening.
But we just have to send it back.
Jesus.
Do we?
We do.
Yeah, we probably do. All right. Craig's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.